When a huge business collapses and unravels in scandal, we report the effects on its home city and on the confidence of investors. We ask how some financial misdeed could have escaped the eyes of regulators. This next story is about a less than huge business that collapsed in scandal in a very small town. And it turns out that a small scandal is a lot like a big one.
In and around the village of Oakwood, Ohio, population 742, everyone knows almost everyone. And almost everyone thought they knew the local banker, Steve Miller.
He was on the school board.
And you would never get an inkling that anything was wrong.
They didn't live any different than the rest of us live.
Like to think back and say, boy, what was there something we could see or knew? Or
nobody had any reason not to trust him.
Clueless. I mean, completely clueless.
Nothing. You would never have known. My husband golfed with him.
That's Keke Scarborough, and she is a measure of how small-town America can get. As she said, her husband golfed with Steve Miller. Also, her daughter Kate dates Steve's nephew. Her daughter Chelsea goes to Wayne Trace High School, where one of Steve's brothers was the principal and another teaches industrial arts. Chelsea's a cheerleader there, and one of her teammates is Steve Miller's daughter, and the coach is Steve's niece. And while the other people we heard from had less extensive connections to the Millers than that, these were not strangers. Gary Atkins, who now runs the county hospital, grew up in Oakwood. Christy Bidlack banked with Steve at Oakwood Deposit, and her daughter, like Keke Scarborough's, is a cheerleader, too. Alan Saylor served with Steve Miller on the local school board, overseeing Wayne Trace High, where both men graduated a few years apart. The people of Oakwood and other villages in rural Paulding County thought they knew their local bank and its CEO until Friday, February 1st of this year.
Something was going on over at the Oakwood Bank.
The stores in Oakwood already would not take any Oakwood deposit checks.
And I just had figured it must have been a robbery or something.
I could look in and see that there were armed guards in the bank.
Someone had said something about Steve Miller, the president, had got arrested.
Didn't believe it was true. I had about 5 calls before it actually sunk in that this really happened.
It was just one of those things for days. It was the only thing that you thought about.
That's Jean Calvert, a biology professor at a local college and an Oakwood native. Her mother taught Steve Miller in the 4th grade. On February 1st, federal investigators uncovered a huge embezzlement that had left the Oakwood Deposit Bank insolvent. Tens of millions of dollars were unaccounted for. Steve Miller told the FBI he had used his depositors' money to invest, off the books, in a company that runs casino boats in Florida and South Carolina. It apparently had gone on for at least a couple of years. The auditors and bank examiners had all missed it. The bank's local stockholders lost millions. Big depositors lost what wasn't federally insured. The limit is $100,000. And even small depositors, like Jean Calvert, say they lost some intangible assets, too.
We've lost a source of pride. This, as far as I know, was the only bank in the county that didn't have trouble during the Depression. And it was always a source of pride to us that this was a good bank.
A source of pride right up until February 2002.
Right, exactly. The bank was just always there for us, and this was one thing we were doing right.
So you thought.
So we thought.
Steve Miller won't talk to us, but lots of other people in Oakwood and the surrounding area did, telling the story of a rural community rocked by the alleged misdeeds of one of its own. Oakwood was born in the 19th century when the railroad came through a patch of northwestern Ohio that used to be known as the Great Black Swamp, before the land was cleared for farming. For people on the east side of the village, like Chris Lawhorn, every rainy week is a reminder of Oakwood's prior life as a swamp.
We get rain 2-3 days in a row, and we flood right out front here, and the toilets won't flush, the drains in the tub or the bathroom sinks won't go down, and it just takes forever for it to dry out and straighten up.
The village planned to repair the drainage system in her neighborhood, but that plan is on hold because the money to do it was in the bank. Mayor Brian Ripke says the village is out $370,000. When we met at the local restaurant, the Iron Skillet, Brian Ripke recalled learning in February that the village's several accounts were considered as one when it came to federal deposit insurance.
To just wake up one day and go from something that you've worked hard to build up to your insurable amount through the FDIC, it had an overwhelming effect.
And when the person who steals is somebody whom everyone in town knows as a pillar of the community, does it start to make people think twice about one another?
I think it does. I think I think it runs through people's mind. I know each and every person who's in this town, all 700-some people, and I would consider most all of them my friends. I trust the people around me. But I think after stuff like this happens, I think, you know, people sit there and they wonder, you know, should I trust this person? You know, maybe I don't know you as well as I think I know you.
In a small town scandal, the loss of trust is palpable and personal. Linda Fett, the pastor of the Oakwood United Methodist Church, moved to Oakwood last July. She says the collapse of Steve Miller's bank and the discovery of his embezzlement were the talk of the town in February, and they were still worth mentioning in a sermon in May.
We remember around February 1st when the unthinkable happened in our community. There's a concern for Steve. No, that behavior that he did, the Christian life doesn't say yes to that. But what it does say yes to is that we're to love the sinner.
Like the village government, the church deposited funds in the bank in excess of the insured limit, and Pastor Fett says its losses may set back some building improvements, but she's philosophical about it.
It was God's money in the first place. If God gave us money then, and God wants us to have money in the future, God will give us more money.
God may give you the money in the future. How much of his money went that day?
$63,000.
Some repairs at Paulding County Hospital may be put off, too. In February, the hospital experienced the small-town version of a big institutional PR crisis. Paulding County Hospital kept its capital fund at Oakwood Deposit. Its payroll account was safe at another bank. But when word of the collapse spread on February 1st, rumors of a payless payday at the hospital swept through the county. Hospital CEO Gary Atkins was in a bind.
We may have had employees who, without any other knowledge than what they read in the newspaper, felt that the hospital was unstable and that they may need to go look for work elsewhere. And that would have compounded our problem greatly, because there's a great shortage of healthcare workers in this country. It would have created a huge problem for us. I mean, it's a big enough problem as it is, but I don't need to lose employees on top of losing the money that we've lost.
So your first stance after this happens and as you're being called by reporters is, this is not a great crisis. We're all right. Everyone's going to get paid.
Yeah.
The hospital's not collapsing.
And I think the way you read that in the community is, well, the hospital didn't think the money was that important.
But this is a no-win situation as far as public relations are concerned.
It was a no-win. No matter what I did, it was going to be a loser.
It seemed that another loser would be the Wayne Trace School District, which oversees two primary schools and one combined middle and high school. The school district banked with Steve Miller, who was on the school board. So was Alan Saylor.
We had $1 million in there. There was potential loss of $900,000.
But in the case of the school district, the state of Ohio came through with a solvency award that covered its endangered deposits. Even so, the Wayne Trace School District did sustain a real loss from the scandal. Steve Miller's brother, Kevin, was the principal of the high school until last month. Officially, he jumped. A lot of people think he was pushed. People like Christy Bidlack and Keek Scarborough, the two mothers of Wayne Trace cheerleaders, who adore their departed principal.
He has made our kids what they are, and I can't say that enough. You know, when we go to competitions and stuff, you know, the parents cheer, "We are Wayne Trace." Kevin is Wayne Trace.
He is everything you'd want your child to have in a principal. He's moral. He's very Christian. He's fair.
And he championed first-class cheerleading at Wayne Trace. The girls have won statewide and national competitions, their routines captured and savored on video.
The Raiders of Wayne Trace High School!
The uniforms that they're wearing right now are their competition uniforms, and they only wear them for competitions. And they cost, I don't know, they're quite a bit of money.
Keek Scarborough feels that Kevin Miller was forced to leave just because he's the brother of the scandalous Steve.
I'm very angry. I'm angry because there are people in this area that cannot separate Steve Miller from the rest of the Millers. And it isn't fair. I mean, you know, you don't judge somebody because of something his brother did.
Perhaps some assignment of guilt by association is inevitable in any scandal, whether in Washington or in Houston or in Oakwood, Ohio. So is a great deal of puzzlement, people wondering what was really going on, what drove Steve Miller to do what he did.
I guess we really don't know how long it's been going on.
Evidently, he did a lot of gambling.
I don't know what started all this. You know, I think there's a whole lot of stories out there that we may never know.
My only little theory was, well, he needed a few thousand and thought, well, I'll just borrow it for a few days and I'll get it right back in there.
How much is enough if it's for personal gain, or is there other things out there that forced his hand into this?
It cannot be a one-man thing. I mean, it has to be that he was giving money to, dare I say, the mob.
I guess you would like to know what happened. You know, there's always curiosity there.
But school board member Alan Saylor says time has blunted the anxiety people feel.
You know, there's all these stages you seem to go through, and I watch us walking through a lot of them as a school, as a community, as an individual. I think we went through disbelief at first that it really happened. This can't really happen. Yeah, it did happen. You walk through it almost like the 9/11.
An overstatement, perhaps, but this is a small town unaccustomed to making the front page of the Toledo Blade. And according to Mayor Brian Ripke, whose day job is selling power tools 20 miles out of town, it makes people mistrust not just a bank or a neighbor or a way of life. Ripke says it makes people mistrust the authorities, too.
They put their trust in the government. And when the government runs the banks, they rule over the bank. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company, you know, oversees all operations of the banks. So it all goes back to government, and they lose their trust in government. I personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what he did was terribly, terribly wrong. But he should not have gotten away with that.
But the core of your problem here is not just the federal government or the state of Ohio bank auditors. It's somebody down the road. It's your neighbor.
It's the guy I had lunch with, the guy we considered a friend.
The government has taken some steps to redeem itself in Oakwood's eyes. The congressman for the area has helped get a bill passed by the House to raise the ceiling on FDIC insurance to $130,000 for individuals and to $2 million for municipalities. Steve Miller is out on bond awaiting trial. A federal judge in Toledo is expected to rule this week on a request to extend the filing date for papers in that case. In the village where he once personified solidity and reliability, he is now a figure of resentment and mystery, a subject of gossip and prayer. He is the man who made the people of Oakwood, Ohio, wonder if they really ever knew one another as well as they thought.